Dreamscape presents Never Give Up, Dr. Katie Kadiko and the Race for the Future of Vaccines by Debbie Dady. Narrated by Stephanie Nemeth Parker. By the time the morning sun shone on the reed roof of Katie's one-room home in Hungary, she had already fed the chickens, collected eggs, and been chased by a rooster. She stopped to watch the sow, who was going to have babies very soon. Katie hated to miss it, but she didn't want to be late for school. With any luck, Apuka, her dad, would let her help with the piglets in the afternoon. Apuka taught her about animals at home, but Katie learned even more at school. One day, her teacher brought a strange-looking metal object into the classroom. Her teacher showed the class how to look into the microscope to see the little blobs called cells. Katie couldn't believe her whole body was made up of these tiny things. In fact, everything living is composed of cells. Even grouchy roosters. At recess, Katie raced her friends. She was a fast runner, but she didn't win every time. She never gave up, though. After recess, she was eager to get back inside to find out more about cells and the scientists who study them. As long as I was in the lab, I had fun. It was just such a joy. Even if things didn't work out as I expected. Dr. Katie Kadiko. That evening, Katie told her family she wanted to be a scientist. Apuka was a butcher, and Anyuka, Katie's mother, did the bookkeeping at a nearby bottle factory. They believed that with hard work and perseverance, their children could do anything. Anyuka said, "I look forward to you earning the Nobel Prize." Katie loved a challenge. Could she really win the biggest honor possible for a scientist? While she was growing up, Katie went to science camps. At one camp, they visited a fish hatchery. Katie found out that some types of food made the fish grow bigger. Making one small change could have a huge impact. When she was 14, Katie's teacher chose her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?